Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from Romans chapter 8, verses 14 through 16. For those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. The Spirit you received does not make you slaves, so that you live in fear again. Rather, the Spirit you received brought about your adoption to sonship. And by Him we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit Himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. God doesn't live in treehouses. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. The Lego treehouse fell from the shelf. Pieces flew everywhere. Tears rolled down cheeks, past frowning lips, and splashed onto the floor. "It's ruined! I will never be able to fix this mess," cried the boy. There is a mess that sinners can't fix either. No, it isn't repairing a Lego creation. It's much worse. Sinners can't fix themselves. Most likely you have never fallen from a shelf and had your pieces fly everywhere, but you have fallen into sin by disobeying God. No one ever had to teach you to be naughty, because as soon as you began to live, you had a sinful nature, which promised death. Every unkind word, every selfish thought, and every mean action shows that sin lives inside. Every sinner can say, "I'm ruined. I will never be able to fix this mess." And they would be telling the truth. God doesn't want you to die, but live. God could have told us to build Him a beautiful log cabin in the Rocky Mountains for Him to live in, but He didn't. He could have commanded us to build a temple of gold near the beach, but that isn't what God wanted either. God didn't even tell us to put together a monster Lego treehouse for Him. Why? Because the Spirit who gives life through the good news of Jesus' forgiveness is pleased to live in you. Every time you say no to being mean, it is the power of God in you. When you speak with polite words and share with others, that is the Holy Spirit at work in and through you. God doesn't want a lifeless plastic treehouse. He wants living and breathing children. Through faith, you have become God's child, and God has become your Abba, Father. If you go over to a friend's house, you probably don't say, "Hey, Dad," when you see your friend's father, do you? Abba is a special name that only the children of the family would use. If God is your Abba, then Jesus is your dear brother. Everything that Jesus has is yours. You are not ruined, but saved. You don't have to spend forever in an uncomfortable Lego treehouse, but you will spend forever praising and serving the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit perfectly. We pray to the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Dear Father, thank you for watching over all your children and giving us the promise that you will always love us. Dear Jesus, we praise you for your forgiveness. Now we will live with you in your heaven. Dear Holy Spirit, continue to rule our hearts through your word. Teach us to say no to our sinful nature, and yes to what you teach is good. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.